Yo, yo, check this out.
This out.
Previously heard.
Previously heard.
Good Hope FM.
Let's go.
Good Hope FM.
Cape Town's original.
Cape Town's original.
We are speaking to one of the best artists I know, one of the best producers. Oh man, one of the best speaking voices. Actually, you could just replace me in the seat over here. Welcome to the show one more time, RJ Benjamin.
Hey man.
Oh yeah, come on guys, that's so unfair. Anyway, welcome. Good to see you.
Yeah, likewise.
Listen, so you overheard my question. I asked who would be featured on the ultimate Cape Town original song, and I got a few messages that came through. Yes, Emo Adams, Jonathan Butler, Jimmy Nevis, Chad Simon, Craig Lucas, Karen Kurkia, and Youngster. Ooh, that's a list.
I would put Paxton in there.
Oh yeah. And bring it in at the end also for some of those belting ad libs.
Exactly, man.
Yeah, you know, just say let it go. Just keep going.
Just do your thing.
I mean, the city's always had a greater musical sense, and I think for you, I mean, you grew up in Joburg mainly.
Yeah.
When you viewed Cape Town, when you were getting into music and so forth, how did you view it whenever you worked here and so forth?
Intimidating. it felt like there were talented people on every corner of every street.
Yeah.
The abundance of talent was nuts. I mean, and it happened probably the first gig I did here, which I think was Obsfest.
Okay, yeah, I remember that one.
Yeah, was many years ago, and
was that with Coquetto and them?
Yes,
yeah, it was their festival, right?
I think so.
Yeah,
and I went there maybe a little cocky, you know. I already had some nice big songs out, and I thought, no, everyone will know my songs, and I set up a band. I think my drummer fell out like 2 days before, so I got like a session drummer to come. Mm-hmm. He was literally reading on the gig, but I thought that's fine, you know, I've got this. And I just remember, I mean, the one person I actually remember on the bill was Cameron Ward, and he blew us off the stage, and I just thought to myself, who's this like skinny
and I mean
guy?
He was so young at that point, right?
Too super young.
He still
at that
feels
stage.
Young.
I know that guy's like,
he was in my first band, by the way.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Listen, he murdered us.
Yeah.
Like, and I just thought, well, there's nothing I can do. I'm going after this. and then the band after me, I can't remember who it was, but it was also just like, I remember the audience kind of looking at me a little bit bemused, like they knew the songs, but like, look, Cape Town people know quality, and I'm not suggesting that I'm terrible.
No, you're incredible.
But I was ill prepared. We were ill prepared. We did not. We underestimated how great Cape Townian musicians are, and we were just absolutely blown off.
You know what? I grew up here and I lived here most of my life, and I agree with you because I used to feel the same thing. Because I mean, all of us were gifted with different gifts, different strengths, right?
Yeah.
So, I mean, when I got into music, it was quite late. And it's funny because the first time I ever felt that thing where you hear someone sing and you're just like, whoa, what's going on here?
Yeah.
Was actually someone I then got to perform with and still perform with, Lloyd Jansen.
Wow.
Who's part of the Black Ties. Yeah. And when I was about 19, I heard him sing somewhere, and he sang a Brian McKnight song, a cappella. And I was shivering, man, because it was at an audition, and I was in a group, and we had to go on after him. And he was this tall guy, and he was just so cool, and he had this voice. He was classically trained, but loved R&B.
Yeah.
And man, I felt that, and I felt that in my own city. So I hear you. I do hear you. Listen, Cameron Ward, man, what a great story. We're going to circle back to why Cameron Ward is part of this conversation.
Yeah.
You know, I want to talk straight into it. I want to go into your new record. It's called Yonela. I was fortunate enough to hear it a while ago. And I told you I had to pull over to the side because it was just so at the end of the song, all these beautiful things happen. And I just needed time to absorb it.
Yeah.
So, other than the fact that we're going to play it for the first time, I want to talk about the song. It's a brand new record. Explain to the listeners exactly what the title represents and means.
So the song very much like came to me all at once, so to speak.
Yeah.
The only words that came to me initially was Yonela.
Wow.
Like it came. I didn't know what it meant. I don't speak Xhosa or Zulu or anything like that. But the word came. And you know how sometimes like stuff comes and you're just like, I don't know why, but.
And you have to follow.
You have to, exactly. It's
like a musical, it's kind of like musical rules, and it's almost like a spiritual connection.
Yeah.
You can't, this line just came out and you have to, Yeah, exactly. It's what the song has to be.
So then I it was like the detective mystery kind of vibe of like, okay, so what does it mean? Okay, yeah. Well, I suppose Google Yonela. It's a Xhosa name, which means to be content.
Content.
With the world.
Okay.
Okay, and with the
so
world.
So pretty
around.
Much just happy and settled with the things you have around
right.
you. Yeah.
So I thought it was, my wife was pregnant with our first child. And I thought, I know what the universe is telling me. This is about my new child. And so I tried to write about that, and it just didn't work. It fell flat. I tried to collaborate with two people, and the lyrics just did not work. And therefore, that little, I was still trying to figure it out. Eventually, on the third try, I kind of let go of that it's about my child. And I said to someone, just help me. Here's the melody, which I had. It was all there. And I said, put some words to this and let's see what comes out.
Okay.
And all of a sudden, it came out. It was about my wife.
Oh, man.
It was about my wife. It was about how we met. It was about how I proposed to her on Table Mountain.
On Table Mountain, right? Because there's a lyric in there that talks about it.
Yeah, sunset on a mountain by the sea.
Wow.
No time left, baby, will you marry me? Because she gave me a deadline. So she gave me a deadline.
Like
if you
that,
don't
like
if you don't propose to me by the end of the year, it's over.
Mm.
Now, I think she was joking, but I'm not quite sure.
But it's not the risk you want to take.
No, I didn't want to take that risk because I want to keep this woman. I love this woman.
Look, you did well. Yeah. You did well. I mean, the song came out a while after, but just to track back a bit. So I as a songwriter, I understand the pressure of thinking you need to write a song about your kid. How do you ever get the words right?
It is.
Because you're going to write a different one. And how do you create the best song for your kid? Because when you look at your kids, man, you're just like, man, I can't put this into exact words.
You're dead right.
No song I'm going to write is going to be the best song because I'm going to think I can do a better one.
Yeah.
And if we think about songs about kids, I mean, there's Babyface the Day. I don't know if you know that
man,
one.
Oh, man, what a song. That
is an incredible song. I mean, then there's I think there's Butterfly Kisses. That's to a daughter.
You're right.
But there's not a plethora of all these songs for your kids that are just like, we can't come up with 50 of them just like that.
Yeah. I mean, love songs flow, but like, you're absolutely right, man. I mean, there's probably more songs about like to your mom. than to your child.
Mama. You know? And I think we are more experienced in love with a partner. Than love. We've had more love with partners around the world than kids.
And it's hard to explain the love of your child. It's like you try explaining to someone who doesn't have a child. It's always hard to put it into words like why. Why do I absolutely adore this this creature that I created? it's hard to put it into words.
It is.
Sure.
Okay, cool. Then you link up with some different songwriters and you eventually come to it.
I get it. A lay down. It all happened quickly once I knew what the song was about. And there was just the track was done, but I knew there was kind of something missing. The track is very, I would say, South African. It's got such a strong sense of that within the song. And for me, I was just like, I need someone who understands like Southern African guitar playing. I think that was the big thing. I always knew I wanted someone to bounce off in terms of guitar playing. And it just kind of happened that I was busy doing a job with Cameron Ward's
The same management. Cameron Ward.
Yes.
From the Obs Fest.
From Obs Fest all those years ago.
Over a decade ago.
Yes. So I overheard him talking about, oh, you know, he's speaking to Cameron Ward about a gig, and my ears perked up. Cameron Ward.
Yeah,
and for me, Cameron is easily in like the top 10
absolutely
greatest virtuoso guitarists in South Africa.
Yeah,
used to play for Hugh Masekela for years and years, and Hugh would not let him go. I mean, he toured the world with him and blew people off the stages.
And this is Cameron Ward from the Mother City, from Cape Town. He's a Cape Town original, born and bred, man.
Yeah, and we look from there. I basically just said, listen. In any chance I can like link up with Cameron, I've got this song, and his management said, yeah, we'll hook you up. Next thing, I got his number. We were throwing ideas at each other. It wasn't quite working. And I realized, like, I think we have to meet in person. I know lots of people did stuff during COVID, but there is something special when musicians. It's almost like some psychic connection. I know
you have to be at this point where it's not working online. Do you think, wow, this song is really, you know, not
rough.
Going. This is. Is there any point where you're just like, oh, is the song meant to go out? Like, what? Why is it? Because, I mean, so many, you've told me stories about your other songs. Mm. You told me a story about a song that you just walked in and recorded on a bad day, and it became one of your biggest songs.
Yes.
You know, there are stories of songs that were written for other people or songs that were given to you, and it was smooth for the most part.
This was not smooth. This this song is like 4 years in the making.
Wow.
I'll tell you why I think I was so meticulous about it. Even with Cameron. I think Cameron, if he was sitting here, he'd be like, that RJ, man, he is fussy. But I just knew, I knew the potential of the song. Yeah. I knew that like everything was there. So like I knew these lyrics, there were better words. There were better words to put to this melody. And I knew that like, I knew Cameron could do what I wanted because I heard him do it on like, I have a Huma Sekela DVD, I think Live from the Market Theater.
Okay.
And he murders it. Like he is so good on there whenever he solos. And I literally, towards the end, I sent him like excerpts. I said, you played over here on this track. And when what you did Stimela with you on da-da-da seconds and minutes, whatever. And so by the time I got here, he basically knew what I wanted.
Yeah.
We sat there. I looked at him and he tuned his guitar. I said, and he tunes it without a tuner, by the way. I don't know. I think he's got perfect pitch. I don't know what's going on.
Yeah, he probably does.
Freak of nature. So, and I said, I just want something like, no, no, no. He said, oh, blah, 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 blah. And then I was like, exactly. I mean, obviously it sounded better than that. But but then I hit record and he did it. Yeah. We were done in 30 minutes.
Wow. Wow, and just by meeting up and you know, Cameron also plays on Mikasa Jika.
He plays on Jika. Exactly.
He does, right?
Yeah, yeah. He's got magic. I mean, like, there's so many acts in this country that realize it. But I think, you know, to some degree, like, we can tap into him more.
Yeah, definitely.
He's one of our gems, man.
This is the conversation I just said a bit earlier on here. I said I was talking to Jimmy Nevis this weekend, and I was like, Jimmy, and I was talking to another friend of mine who's in music, and I was saying, you know what, unfortunately, we lost AKA. I mean, you know, it was a tough week last week for the entire nation. It will continue to be. There's something that I want to switch. I want us to speak about, respect, speak to, honor artists that are here as if they weren't. I want us to celebrate legacy right now.
Absolutely.
And it's an honor to have you here. I had you, you know, in the other studio before I got promoted to a beach pacing.
Congrats, man.
Thank you. But it's an honor to have you here, man. And I want everyone who's listening to get into the space of when you see your favorite artist, when you listen to that song, comment, let them know that you do appreciate them and what they've done. This song we're about to play, it's an exclusive play. It's the first time it's playing anywhere.
Yeah.
This is part of your legacy, and you are here right now for us to do that. And that in itself is a gift, not only for us in this moment, but for our listeners. It's a gift for them to hear the song. And I want us to start thinking like that. So thank you for being here.
My pleasure. Before you play it, if I can just say thank you to Sampra, who provided me money from the Sampra Fund to finish up the song and make it happen.
And I mean, other artists that are listening now, you know, just to explain, can you give them a bit of background as to exactly what Sampra does and how they can? It's open to anyone to be able to get involved and get the support, right?
Yeah, Sampra, I mean, they are, first off, Sampra covers something called Needle Time Royalties. Yeah. And that's very important because Sampra are basically representing all the people behind the scenes, the backing vocalists, the mix engineer, the mastering engineer, the session musicians, drummers, guitarists, you name it, who just get paid their session, but they never ever receive royalties from the song.
Yeah.
Sampra now exists to make sure that when their songs play on radio, there's a portion of money that is also going towards them.
Yeah.
And
such a mess. It's such a massive and important thing that always existed globally.
Yeah.
But I'm so glad that we you know, we're up to speed and we're doing the things and they're getting behind artists. I see a lot of tours happening. I see, you know, that, this particular record is birthed from that support too.
Look, 100%. They're trying to help artists in various different aspects. It could be a show. It could be a tour. It could be an album. It could be a song.
Yeah.
If you pitch your idea to them, they're willing to listen.
Amazing.
Whether they say yes or no is ultimately up to them. But from what I've seen, if they can see that something has potential, they're willing to back it. And I think that's huge for our industry where, you know, artists aren't flush with money.
Absolutely. Know? Absolutely. So, RJ, we're going to play your record in just a bit. Man, I'm so excited to get this one out, man. It sounds so good. Audra Benjamin's in the studio live. We're coming to you from Sea Point, the SABC studios. Chad Simon on the beat with you till now. We're about to play the record just after these. It is Chad Simon with you. This is Good Hope FM, Cape Town's regional. Audra Benjamin is in the studio. Audra, we are about to play your song for the first time. When last have you listened to it, honestly?
About 10 days ago.
That's a long time.
Yeah,
it's gonna, you're going to hear through the studio speakers.
Oh, yeah.
We're going to turn it up in the room. And I want to say to all our listeners, keep listening to the song. There's a lot of beautiful things that happen as the song progresses, especially toward the end. We're going to say bye to Audra after the song, so do keep it locked in. First play of the song, it is an exclusive. Check it out, Audra Benjamin.
This is a Simon Says exclusive.
Exclusive. Feel it. For more, tune in to goodhopfm.co.za.
It's all you need.